From Tidbits on November 11th, 2013, this is MacTech Conference 2013 Abounds with Networking and Fun by Adam C. Angst. It's almost a trope that online communications will be the death of the conference. Why spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to fly about the world and stay in an expensive hotel when you could instead interact with colleagues via email, instant messaging, or the social media craze du jour? Don't get me wrong, there's a place for all that digital flitting about, and I certainly do my share. But a role remains for the traditional conference, and while some muddle along with never quite comfortable rows of chairs, earnest speakers, and inevitable salmon and rice dinner, MacTech Conference transcends the genre. What sets MacTech apart is its attention to detail, from the double-sided name tags that never obscure your identity, and obsessive focus on making the Wi-Fi network fly, to a relationship with a hotel that results in executive functionaries overseeing meal service personally. Sponsors are given constant exposure and appreciation without pandering, the conference organizers circulate among and chat with attendees at all times, and the whole thing gathers an air of summer camp by the end. Leaving's a little hard. You feel like you need to say goodbye to too many people. The guy who brings a stuffed rhino with him on all trips so he can send home pictures of it to his family. The woman who does IT support for Disney and has a custom Alice in Wonderland desktop. The man you met at breakfast one day who happens to work with an old college friend of yours. And so on. And often that final conversation closes with a jaunty, "See you next year." It shouldn't be surprising. Yes, MacTech has numerous sessions for Apple-oriented developers and IT professionals, mostly given by members of the community. A few presentations were a little rough, since the conference prides itself on bringing new voices to the stage, but the information conveyed was generally high quality and useful. There were also thoughtful opening and closing sessions by Ars Technica editor Jackie Chang and the inimitable Andy Anatko. But the real value of MacTech lies in the informal networking, which Neil Ticton and the MacTech staff support by feeding the attendees repeatedly, 14 meals in all, to encourage mealtime mingling and by scheduling numerous breaks at which people discuss the session they just left or segue from it to another topic. For me and Tanya, the conference was worthwhile just for the unexpected time we ended up spending with representatives from Accelerate, the Digital River subsidiary that handles our Take Control shopping cart. The networking aspects certainly help bring people together, but what cements those bonds are MacTech's special events. This year brought a day of test drives of the Tesla Model S that were so popular that when my turn rolled around, I had a full back seat with Tanya, Andy Anatko, and our Accelerate buddy John Teves. Speaking as an expert product reviewer, I recommend you buy one immediately, assuming you have between $60,000 and $120,000 burning a hole in your pocket. Then there was the gleeful geeking out over the actual bridge from the Enterprise-D from Star Trek The Next Generation. Lovingly restored by the nonprofit organization New Starship, it's huge fun, and the first step in what the group hopes will culminate in the Hollywood Science Fiction Museum, where the bridge will be outfitted with live touchscreens so kids can play at Star Trek while learning about science and engineering. It's a worthy cause, and the organization's founder, who is far from being a Mac geek, was overwhelmed by the level of interest. In a jump from the fictional to the real, the first evening event was a reception underneath the surprisingly large Space Shuttle Endeavour, housed at the California Science Center. With conversations bolstered by docents who had worked on the engines, visiting scientists from Jet Propulsion Laboratory who talked about their projects, and a rover from Wolfgang Fink of University of Arizona's Visual and Autonomous Exploration Systems Research Laboratory, it was an evening the numerous space geeks among the attendees will likely never forget. The second evening's event wasn't so geeky, a night of In-N-Out burgers, go-kart racing, batting cages, rock wall climbing, miniature golf, and laser tag, but still vastly more fun than an awkward industry party with drinks and finger food. We were happy to contribute to the entertainment as well. To celebrate Take Control's 10th anniversary in the flesh, Tanya and I put together the Take Control Tech Up, a quiz show event for the 350 attendees. Wonderfully emceed by Andy Anatko, we challenged the attendees with a set of difficult trivia questions pulled from our 23-plus years of experience covering Apple for Tidbits and amassing a catalog of over 125 e-books. We started with a selection round, where everyone stood up and raised red or blue cards to answer A-B-type questions. Those who answered wrong had to sit down. After 5 or 10 of those questions, we had winnowed it down to 9 contestants who came up on stage for an elimination round, where they had to come up with the correct answers, no A, B, or multiple choice, to another 50 questions. When one contestant answered wrong, the next person was given a chance on down the line, and if no one got the answer right, we opened it up to shouts from the audience. A correct answer, or a wrong one that elicited enough laughs from the audience, garnered a point. At the end of 50 questions, we awarded the 7 lowest scorers full access to all Take Control titles, leaving freelance coder Gwyn Raskind and Mac consultant Alistair Banks on stage for the final prize round. Gwyn had dominated the elimination round with correct answers, while Alistair supplemented his right answers with a number of laugh points. They then went head-to-head with another 11 questions in the same format, competing for the somewhat absurd choice between a scrumptious lemon bundt cake and a new iPad mini, both also packaged with the entire Take Control library. Gwyn continued her streak of correct answers and didn't hesitate to pick the iPad as her prize, leaving Alistair with the cake to eat while he read from his Take Control library. Timing was our main worry going in. Do we have enough questions? Will the audience stay engaged the entire time? And so on. Overall, it went extremely well, though if we were to do it again, perhaps next year at MacTech, we'd start the selection round with easier questions that get progressively harder. Our selection questions knocked out a lot of people a bit too quickly. In the end, the event lasted about an hour and could have been shortened with fewer questions in the elimination round. If anyone is interested in replicating the tech up for another event and has questions, I'm happy to answer them. I'm also researching interesting ways to put our questions online for everyone to test their Apple knowledge against. No turning to Google for help. If you know a particularly good quiz site, let me know. In the end, MacTech Conference was again a hit, and I hope to see you next year, where the main question is what Neil Tichton and crew will come up with to top a visit to the Endeavor. Speaking of next year, MacTech Conference 2014 will once again be in Los Angeles from November 5th through 7th. If you register before November 30th, the cost is discounted by $700. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Avatron Software. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and a review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and hope to see you at MacTech next year. It was a whole lot of fun, and you should join in.